Almost 9 years ago, I went outside in the hallway, and a woman passed, and she had abaya, long abaya on, and I went to a brother and a sister, and I said, "Can you tell me if she's married?" And they said, "No." "Where is she from?" They said, "Yemen." I said, "Never mind." I said, "Yemeni people don't marry Palestinians. Never mind." They said, no, her sister is married to him." Make a story short, this was on Saturday in Washington. I went back to New York on Sunday. On Monday, I found their parents' house. I knocked on the door, and I said, "I'm here to marry your daughter." I said, "What?" I said, "I'm here to marry your daughter." "Which one?" I said, "I don't know her name. She's short." "Bring them all out." This is
the You know, obviously there's a way to interact with the opposite gender, right? The utmost respect, right? It's not just this open, you know, flirting and doing whatever you want, you know, you follow me? But why is it's become something like taboo? You mentioned, you know, the hush-hush in the homes, you don't talk about it, and next thing you know, the young boy just explodes, and, you know, and does it the wrong way, and the woman also, she gets, you're not talking about it, maybe warning her about many of the predators, talking about it so she can, you know, not fall into some of these traps, and educating them, sexual education, you said the word, right? Is that important? How important is it?
I just want to say one thing. Let the brothers and sisters understand that very, very, very good. And I think this is a major problem with a lot of us, and we forget. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. The person that has complete reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal, he will be his sustainer. If you're looking for a husband, if you're looking for a wife, ask Allah Azza wa Jal first. And wallahi الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ, Allah will not let you down. If your intention is correct, you're going to get the right wife. If your intention is correct, you're going to get the right husband. I don't care how Allah Azza wa Jal, he will manage to bring you together, but Allah Azza wa Jal will, because if Allah wants something to happen, it will happen. I don't care what culture your family from or what culture her family is from. So believe it or not, in the beginning, every person comes and they said to me, I said, "Look, Allah Azza wa Jal gives you an appointment every day in the last third of the night. فَيَنْزِلُ إِلَى السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا. Allah Azza wa Jal descends to the heavens in a nuzul yaliqu fi maqamih, that is relevant to Allah Azza wa Jal, fayaqul, hal min mustaghfirun astaghfiru lah? Is there someone seeking forgiveness that I shall give him? Hal min ta'ibin atubu alayh? Wa hal min di haja? Is there anyone? Malik al-muluk comes out in the last third of the night and asks you, the king of all kings, is there anything you want? Qulub abi wa abak wa ummi wa ummak, the hearts of my father and your father, bayna asabi'u ar-Rahman, between the fingers of Allah Azza wa Jal. He will make your mother or your father loves your future husband or loves your future daughter, if the intention behind it is clear, because the only purpose of marriage is for you to get your husband to get you to go to Jannah, and for your wife to help you get to Jannah. So if the intention behind it is pure, Allah Azza wa Jal will make the means. So if you lift up your hands, when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Inna rahmatil that the mercy of a mother on her child, in Allah Azza wa Jal, arhamu ala ibadihi min rahmatil ummi ala waladiha, from the rahmah of the mother over her children." Do you think Allah, when you put your hands up and you say, "Allahumma rizqni zawja saliha," oh Allah, give me a righteous wife, you think Allah will turn you down? Of course not. You think arhamu rahimin will turn you down? You're asking for a righteous husband that all you want is to turn you to Jannah and help you to Jannah and make you and turn your house into a beautiful house. Allah will never turn you. So that's number one and foremost answer to all of our problems, not just marriage. Turn to Allah in the last third of the night. Let's get up in the middle of the night when we have the time and make dua to Allah. Secondly, as far as getting a culture differences, or I am like the sheikh said, I had a sheikh that told me I should not marry her because she's from Yemen. And sometimes my wife will, لا أقول لك يا رجال ما رشتيش لا تكلمني لا بان خرج ولا خرجنا ولا جزعنا ولا. And then my mother obviously don't like this. You know, why is your kid saying barra? And they're saying barra. You're going to have the problem. It's going to happen in every culture. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, لا يخلى بيت من حزن. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, no house will be empty of sadness. You think my house is all filled with the joy all the time? I know it looks like it. But sometimes we have problems. So did the house of Rasulullah and the Sahaba. So with that I seal it, don't think that there'll be a perfect home. You're always going to have problems at home, but ask Allah Azza wa Jal to sustain you, and He's the best of sustainers.
The next question here from the audience here, it says, I'm the youngest sibling, and therefore my influence on my brothers and sisters is minimal. How can I encourage them to learn more about Islam, submission to the will of God, Allah, and to return to the right path.
Modeling, every member of the family has that ability and that role, even without opening their mouth, just to live the righteous life, to model it. Everybody has eyes and ears. They're watching, they're listening, and they know right from wrong. So I know that for a younger sibling, it's very hard to tell his or her older siblings what to do, but without saying anything to them, just by modeling it, living it, you know, praying in front of them, reading Quran, you know, having good manners, dealing with them in a very, you know, respectful way, it just puts them in their tracks. And same goes with dealing with other people. You know, when the sisters, if it is at school or at work, they deal with non-Muslims, even those who don't behave well, you find them all of a sudden restricting their behavior because they're now dealing with you. You are in control of the situation. So I don't want you to worry as a younger sibling that, oh, if I open my mouth, they're going to, you know, put me down. No, don't. It's not your responsibility, but to model your Islamic behavior.
Let you handle the next one, inshallah. Says, do you think teenagers should be trusted with devices, for example, phones and iPhones, or it says phones here, but you know, different devices. With parents watching, should they be allowed with their phones?
Absolutely. We all know the story of the scholar when a young man came over and to try to learn something from him. He, on the first day, had put a mouse inside a box. And in the box was sealed, so he had told him to deliver this mouse to another person. So on the way, the curiosity was just killing this young man. He was hearing all this, and he's like, what is this inside this box? So he opened it up on the way, and eventually the mouse just jumped off, right? So he came back and he was like, you know, is this the amana? You're like, I'm trust you and I want you to take this. He's like, is this the amana that you're giving me? You know, I told you I want to become a student. You know, I want to learn from you. And you give me a mouse to deliver to someone? He said, if I could not trust you. Well, he told him to just deliver this mouse box to this other scholar and just keep it closed. He said, if I could not trust you on small things such as a mouse, how do you want me to trust you on the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal? And secondly, another teacher told the students, every one of them, to take this chicken and slaughter it somewhere where no one can see. Can you see me? Yeah? Because these are my boys from Alabama, so I have to, I love these boys, Ammar and Ziad. And they came all the way from Alabama. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward them for the long drive. So one student came back and he didn't slaughter the chicken. He said, why did you not? He said, you told us to take it somewhere where no one can see us. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the all-seeing, so I couldn't. So the teacher was shocked. So point being made, establish ihsan. And ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara fa'in lam tara fa'innu yarak. Establish the trust in our masjid, wallahi, and in Chicago when we did it, and before another masjid, we did a thing called Brothers Night Out. And I would come, and I would just go lay down. I would leave the center. And I said, I'll be back, or wake me up for tahajjud. And there's somewhere from 20, sometimes to 80 brothers. And they don't leave to go to smoke drugs, to smoke cigarettes, to do anything wrong. I come back or they wake me up, the masjid is clean. They played their pool, they've done everything. The trust was there. I tell them one word. Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm not here, but Allah Azza wa Jal is there. And there is Raqib and Atid. And they're writing everything down. So remember, Allah is watching, Allah is writing, and the book will be presented in Yawm al-Qiyamah. So you come back and they're fully trusting. Give them the device. But establish ihsan. Give them the computer, let them be home alone, and let them go on a trusted journey. Not for the sisters out of town, that's something else. But let them be trusted. And by Allah, if you establish ihsan in them, you're not going to have that problem.
Next question, Shaykh Thomas. It says, what should you do when your child tells you that she is doing things for you and not for the Creator of Allah?
Well, thank you. First, he raised the question of the chicken or the egg, but it doesn't matter. You have to always make sure that your children are doing what they're doing because they're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for you as a parent. And we see a lot of children obeying their parents or fearing their parents, so they're praying for that, and they fast because of that. As soon as they grow up and, you know, leave the home, they drop all of it and say, you know, I did it when I was young and I feared you, but now I don't care. And that's the risk. So you have to instill in your children that whatever you do, do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah. So even if you are not there, like he just said, they are watching what they're doing because they know Allah is watching them. And you cannot, you know, expect the children will really consistently go. It's just like the police. If the police is not there, people speed, people do drugs. If the police is there, they behave. We don't want to be like the police. We want the children to self-police themselves.
We're going to go ahead and wrap it up with the last question. This is closing comments. This is just a moment, a few minutes left. It says, can you speak a little bit about parents who are against getting their children married to someone who isn't of the same ethnicity as them, but are very strong in their deen? Example, Arab, Pakistani, etc.
It's a very big common problem, not only in, I mean, it's in a lot of masajid that is happening from traveling from different states. It's all over. So two things for the youngsters. Again, I want you to understand, wallahi, I'm telling you, my parents, I don't want to say they worked to try not to make sure that the marriage doesn't work, but, you know, they were not very happy in the beginning. But I could see the look in my mother's face, like she's going all the way. And then, you know, the way that we got there, and she was very uncomfortable. And I'm sure now, alhamdulillah, I have Khadija, Aisha, and Fatima, and Farah, and, you know, Farah being a good wife and helping me where I'm at, alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So I'm sure her view is different. The point, again, if Allah Azza wa Jal, first, worry about making sure that Allah, and you make an istikhara and ask Allah, oh Allah, if this is good for me, then oh Allah, if this is good for me, make this marriage work. So again, if Allah Azza wa Jal want for this marriage to work, and she's good for you, try to convince yourself, first and foremost, have the belief that Allah choose for you. Now secondly, again, stop worrying about your parents first. Worry about Allah. And if this marriage makes salat istikhara, if this marriage is bad for me, oh Allah, get rid of it. If this girl is going to help me get to Jannah, bring her closer. And I've seen, I'm telling you, brothers and a sister, and they are madly in love, and they are working so hard, and can you talk to my dad? And the latest one, I've talked to her dad, and I talked to the mom, because she was of Arab, and the kid was Indian, and the father was like, you know, that's not going to happen, and I'm so-and-so, and he's so-and-so. And after I convinced the dad, guess what? The marriage didn't work. She just got a divorce. Salli istikhara. If Allah Azza wa Jal wants for the marriage to work, and Allah pleased with this marriage, and He makes it easy, stop going against bad signs. If Allah is giving you signs, stay away. Stay away. Then secondly, about convincing the parents. There is nothing better than a house that is filled with iman, and their aqidah in the house is Quran and the sunnah. Teach your parents, sit them down and reason with them with maqiyas, with something that is measured with Kitabullah and Sunnah al-Rasul. The problem, our houses is not measured by Kitabullah, Sunnah al-Rasul anymore. It's measured with what? Just like they told Ibrahim and the rest of the prophets and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we want to deal with the religion of our fathers and great-grandfathers. We want to stuck in their own ways. If we go back to in the house to have the Quran as our constitution, applying everything there, that will happen. But how is that going to happen? Like Imam Masih earlier said, you acting like a role model Muslim by Qudwa, Allah Azza wa Jal will bring the tranquility in the house, and you as a good Muslim in your house, Allah will bring the peace in there. So 3 points again. One, pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, and most importantly, asking Allah Azza wa Jal. Salat al-istikhara. فَقُلُوبُنَا بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِ الرَّحْمَنِ. Our hearts is between the fingers of Allah Azza wa Jal. If Allah chooses, He will make you marry this woman no matter how much your parents disliked her. Or Allah Azza wa Jal make you marry this man no matter how much your parents dislike him. So if Allah willed for you, Allah will have it. Number two, marry them for the wrong... No. Oh man. Whew, we need to go take a break. Sheikh, you're making me nervous. Marry them for the right reason, not the wrong reason. And that's not for the looks. Don't go for the looks. Go for the deen. Go for the deen. Rasulullah ﷺ said that tunkah al-mar'a arba', woman will be married for four. And Rasulullah ﷺ said fadfar bidhat al-deen. Look for the one with the religion. Not meaning Muslim. Ask her, come here, sister. What do you know about Quran? When was Rasulullah ﷺ born? Tell me the names of the mothers of the believers. And the same thing, ask the brother. Don't just ask him, oh, are you Muslim or do you just pray? I want you to ask him about his deen. You know, some of the brothers don't even know what tayammum is. How is he going to be your imam and how is he going to lead you to Jannah? You really want true love forever and for eternity? You want him to take you to Jannah, not just here. So you want a man that knows the deen. So number two is you want to make sure that you follow Rasulullah ﷺ said, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ رَجُلٌ تَرْضُونَ بِدِينِهِ. A man comes to you, accept his deen. Deen not meaning Islam. وَخُلُقُ Or خُلُقُ وَدِينُ. His religion and his manners. Or manners and religion. Then marry him to your daughters. So that's the second measurement. And the last and third and most important thing is for you conducting yourself in the right, correct manner. And with that, you'll be pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah will make things easy for you.
I'd like to thank everybody. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Alright, so
this is
everybody else. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
God is great, that's right. And thank you for being with us. Thank you.
Jihad, often mistranslated as holy war. The word jihad means to struggle. Islam does not preach violence. It does not preach vicious holy war. It certainly does not condone terror and suicide bombing. Islam preaches compassion, tolerance, and justice. Find the truth about Islam. Call toll-free 877-YISLAM or visit YISLAM.org. Order your free copy of the Quran today.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.